Now, that despite the fact that Honduras is not a country that has greenhouse gas emissions, we are ongoing and permanent, continuous victim of those industrialized countries that do so. Despite this, our President Castro, through our relevant institutions who address climate change, has adopted important measures. These measures are an example of how to address climate change and resilience, and how our children can, how we can adapt to climate change. For example, in our National Security Council, our president adopted a plan for zero deforestation through 2029. This as a result of the tree felling and lumber and timber industry. We have also taken on the mission of saving our only natural lake, Lago Ahoa, and we are working with students in different educational centers so that they can participate in restoring the lake, cleaning the areas around and in the lake. Further, the Secretariat of Education, our minister, was noting that there are programs in our universities that are focused on educational, the educational aspects of climate change. Now, President Castro presides our coalition of countries for tropical forests. These are the countries that are severely vulnerable to climate change. In our National Youth Conference, we see children that have created youth coalitions, for example, the Green Coalition, to address climate change. The goal is to promote the protection of nature. And the 2022 youth legislature, they addressed it environmental education. The Secretary of Education has incorporated into its work a social work aspect to promote sustainability so that our students are addressing climate change and promoting sustainability. It's important to note as well that the Secretariat for Natural Resources and Environment does raise awareness and provide training to students at all three levels of education: environmental management, environmental protection, responsible recycling, the care for our water resources, and they raise awareness among the children so that they can become agents of change in protecting the environment. It's important to note as well that we have incorporated environmental education and environmental protection curriculum into our basic national, elementary education through a legislative decree. This also provides for training as well. I thank you kindly, Madam Chair.
Does that bring us to the end of the questions, the answers, or do you have further answers? You can keep going, perhaps for another 7 minutes.